We've been under the Federal Information Security Management Act since 2002. And for the last several years, we've been talking about heading away from the elements of process and compliance of an earlier time and heading out to continuous monitoring. So with our discussions with colleagues in the Continuous Monitoring Working Group, we're settling in on five core capabilities of continuous monitoring, and they include hardware asset management, software asset management and whitelisting, vulnerability correction, configuration compliance setting management, and antivirus. All of those five capabilities were rolled up into some performance work statements that were released to cabinet departments and agencies and to industry on Monday. They were the centerpiece, along with some overview materials, at meetings with both the government and industry on Monday. And on Tuesday, we had industry back to go into those performance work statements in detail over about a 3 to 4 hour period. So we really like the, at this point, to have industry comment on them and get their best ideas so we can incorporate it in the future planning of the government around, as we say, continuous monitoring, diagnosis, or mitigation. Any of those phrases apply.
So these five areas specifically are five of the 20 what you call consensus audit guidelines, the biggest five vulnerabilities that a group of experts from the FBI, from DHS, from NIST, from DOD, from other agencies, and even some in industry said these are the holes that need to be filled, or these are the capabilities that can fill some of the biggest holes. Is that correct?
Exactly right. Technical policies of the government that are behind those 20 critical controls are the 800-53 release 3 and 4. And so what happened a number of years ago is that the Defense Department, National Institute of Standards, FBI, DHS, and others from private industry looked through the NIST publications and organized them for the subset that were especially prone toward attack. And now we in the Continuous Monitoring Working Group and the CIO Council are concentrating on a subset of those as the first phase of continuous diagnostics and mitigation across the government.
Of these five, how many are already in place in agencies? Is it widely used? Is it a few use some of them? Can you give me a sense of just how widespread these are?
Well, that's exactly the problem. I think among your listeners, almost everyone has some kind of basic antivirus capability. Most have been using vulnerability and configuration settings as part of their certification and accreditation process. But not as many have hardware and software asset management programs, which are strong. And the worst of all is we're a little bit uneven across .gov. So the goal of this proposed DHS program in 2013 is to infuse a little bit of money, try to get some standard approaches to these five areas that I've mentioned, and get them as evenly as we can across all of .gov.
DHS is going to pay for the setup of this of these systems, these five capabilities, plus a data warehouse, and then all this data eventually will be fed from a summary point of view back to DHS. So agencies should expect what over the next 12, 18, 24 months?
Well, all hinges upon the decisions of Congress and the 2013 budget as far as DHS is concerned, where this particular investment is listed among the program for cybersecurity at DHS. But if it should be passed, we anticipate discussions with cabinet departments and agencies for implementations beginning in 2013. And an important aspect of this that we should talk about a little bit is the fact that some of these same continuous monitoring standards are going to go more widely across the methods of implementation of the federal government for technology.
The other piece of this that's, I think, fascinating is it's all related also back to the cloud first policy and to a bigger extent, maybe even the shared first policy that is coming from OMB. Let's talk about the relationship to the cloud, because one of the mandates that's on its way, if not already here, is for cloud providers to have a continuous monitoring capability. You guys seem to have laid this out of what that actually means.
We were asked by the federal CIO within the last year to apply those findings of continuous monitoring and the protection of internal networks to the cloud. So we presented a couple of proposals on how continuous monitoring could adapt and be considered in FedRAMP. And this month are being introduced to the cloud service industry for the first time. And by the way, we have also taken steps to apply trusted internet connections to the cloud, which are formed in an evaluation of cloud boundary defense, as it might protect the most sensitive systems of the government. So all things are heading in the right direction with the good people at FedRAMP and the federal CIO, and I think you'll find more information along these lines at the FedRAMP website and learn about it at the various FedRAMP meetings in the coming months.
The other piece of this is the industry role that they're going to play in maybe providing some of these services. I know the acquisition strategy is still in the very early stages, so there's not much you can say about it, but can you give me a sense of what should industry be considering? What should they be looking at as they've gone through the multiple meetings with you guys and now can review some of the performance work statements?
We're looking for their help in three particular areas. Continuous monitoring, of course, the foundation blocks of continuous monitoring are in the basic tools in these five areas that I've talked about. The display of the data and the action on the data to both find and fix these problems all hinges on a dashboard. So the second area we'd like industry's help in is on the dashboard. And the third area that we're beginning to study in greater detail and we'll come back to industry on is getting continuous monitoring as a service. So we want to be able to get the right sensors, the right dashboard, but we would like to find a way to get industry involved on the questions of how those tools are put to work in the cabinet departments and agencies. And all of this will be subjects of public discussion, you know, in the coming months here.
What should federal agencies, federal employees expect to see in the next year from this effort?
We need to apply some standards-related work on how continuous monitoring would be managed. That's the purpose of the statement of directions that we shared with industry. I think in terms of day-to-day operations, what you're going to see is cabinet departments and agencies beginning to plan in 2013 how those sensors would be put to use in their internally managed networks and commercial off-the-shelf software, begin to plan how continuous monitoring might substitute for some of the three-ring binder certifications and accreditations they've been doing. And they'll begin to evaluate continuous monitoring as they make some of their cloud-first decisions as cabinet departments and agencies. And later, we're beginning down to work and actually using the data. And that's the part we at DHS are most excited about. We think we can make the networks and the systems of government safer if we continue to work together with our colleagues.